Case number 12738, Gwendolyn and Jeffrey Smith seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Russell Street within the Delaware Oyster Farms subdivision, Lot 54. The 911 address is 28272 Russell Street in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 35.05, parcel 70. The applicant is seeking a 7.8-foot and 7.7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for the existing pool, a 4.3-foot and a 4.4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for an existing deck. The existing dwelling, porches, and shed have all been permitted and CO'd. There was a previous variance granted for the shed in 2008, and we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
State your name and address for the record.
Jeffrey Smith, 28272 Russell Street, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Thank you.
Gwendolyn Smith, 28272 Russell Street, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. So, we built a deck on the side of our house, and I did not get it permitted originally. It comes right up to the property line. It comes down from an upper deck. The upper deck doesn't impinge on the
setbacks.
This was done during COVID, when I was out of work and looking for something to do. And we replaced the structure that was there because it was becoming dilapidated and dangerous.
Unsafe. Sorry.
That's okay. So we're seeking a variance for the lower deck. The pool is temporary. It comes up and goes down. It's one of those small intex pools. There's a shed present that already has a variance for it that comes out to the property line, that same property line as well. And then just recently, we actually purchased the property next door to us. So the reason obviously we're still looking for the variance is because I have to refinance in order to consolidate the two properties. And this isn't really the opportune time to do that. Yeah. pretty much that's where we are.
So you were buying lot 53?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you're going to combine both of those lots?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Second, any questions?
Did you already purchase 53?
Yes, okay. We closed on it August 28th, I believe.
So you own both properties, but you're not able to combine them because it would require refinancing.
Right, there's two separate loans on the, and we just recently also refinanced our home so that we could have the money to purchase the property. That's how we did that.
I understand.
Did you apply for the variance for the shed previously, or was that someone else?
That was me. And a prior relationship. I don't believe I was married at the time.
Okay. Did it ever occur to you that you shouldn't be building this deck since you've been to our board before and you've been through this before?
That was a discussion that was made. It was during COVID. Everything was shut down. We had the extra money from the stimulus. We just took the opportunity.
Okay.
I know it was wrong.
Okay.
I do too.
I mean, just like when you get pulled over by a police officer, you say, yes, I was speeding. Here I am saying, yes, I know that that was wrong.
Okay.
The fence between the two lots, between your both properties, is that owned by yourself?
It is.
It's no longer there.
Any complaints from the neighbors?
No, I spoke to the neighbor that owns the lot to the left of, yeah, 52, lot 52, just the other day, and he expressed to me that he didn't have any complaints or issues.
Sir, any other placement options, anything you could do to bring it in compliance, you think?
At this point, the deck is already there. The only thing I could do is cut half the deck away, but it kind of defeats the purpose of what we were trying to do.
This has a small lot allowance, correct?
Correct.
That's why it's 5 foot zip.
So we have a pre-existing variance on a shed on the lawn?
Yes.
And the porch at the bottom is pretty close to being in compliance, I would say. Where it says porch on your survey?
Yes, that is in compliance, yes.
Of the deck?
Huh?
Is it the side deck?
Yeah, the porch.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely within compliance.
Thank you.
How wide is that deck,
people? The one down by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 foot 6, I believe.
Okay. So it's a few inches off the property line?
Yes.
So to get it in compliance, you'd have to take it back to like 5 foot 6 or something.
Right. And the reason I built it out so far is because we have a set of steps going towards the front of the property. Because I have the pool sitting behind the deck so that we have access to the pool off the deck. That was the point of doing what we did.
That, and we don't have any steps pointing towards the property, so when we have people deliveries, they can do either side. They don't have any idea which side is the side of the house to enter.
Okay.
And I also built those steps a little bit wider so that I'd be able to get furniture and things into the house, because the front,
it's so narrow.
The front deck that allows us entrance into the front of the house is only 3 feet wide, and trying to get refrigerators and, you know, furniture and stuff like that into the house is difficult.
Mr. Sharp?
So one of the standards you have to show is that there's some uniqueness to this property and that the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by you. And what we have here is a rectangular lot, and you've admitted that you should have come here before you built it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So how do you reconcile that? Because that's an important finding this board has to meet. And I will say this before you answer. When you got your approval in 2008, we were under what was called a quick check standard, which was a looser standard. Since that time, the Supreme Court has interpreted Sussex County's standards to be more exacting. So in that interim period of time, there has been a change in how our code has been interpreted, particularly by this board. One of the things that has to be shown is that it has not been created by you, and there is a uniqueness to this property. And I don't believe, maybe I missed it, but I don't believe I heard that addressed.
Which part, sir?
Both.
So Jeff was not involved in the variance in 2008. I bought this house. I put this house up. It was a modular on my own. I was young. My mom told me what to do, and I did it.
And
we're not so much talking about the house or the shed. What we're talking about is what is unique about this property, and how has that uniqueness created a difficulty for you?
Well, I guess the biggest issue for us is the narrowness of the property doesn't really allow us to
expand and do anything with it to make it usable space.
How is that different from your neighbors? Would your neighbors have the same problem?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we've enacted something that I believe Dr. Carson referenced earlier called the small lot ordinance. And what that did, if you recall in 2008, you got a side, it was a 10-foot side yard setback at that time. The small lot ordinance has reduced your side yards to 5 feet. So that's been the idea that the county has recognized that there are some lots that are smaller in the county. And to do that, they've, in order to avoid having a lot of variances for those lots, they've reduced those setbacks because we were seeing a lot of lots that were having that issue. Mm-hmm. So is your lot different from your neighbors?
Our lot is not different from our neighbors. The majority of the neighbors have a 50 by 90 lot. On some occasions they've, you know, people actually had the money and they bought this, their lots long ago where they were combined. So in order to put a home on the property that would be sufficient for my family, I maximized the amount of room that I could have, which ironically is less than a 1,200 square foot home. Is it 1,200 or 1,300?
It's right around 1,200.
Yeah. So for a family of four, this is already a small home. We really don't have a lot of room outside to have places for us to have family space. There's really nothing to have family space on. So no, it's not different from the rest of the lots on the houses, on the properties. Some of the houses are long ways. They've encroached on their sides. He had opposition on getting a variance for his steps that had encroached. So he got denied, could not sell the house. In the meantime, the idea was for us to have this property, this small house that we're trying to work around without having to sell in this market. We bought the property next door so that we have more space for my kids, my children, my youngest plays football, the dogs. We can expand. We have more room. I've always wanted to buy this property from the very beginning because I did not want anybody to build on that property because I didn't want to look next door to my neighbor's kitchen. So the idea was to always buy this property. It's just we were able, my previous relationship is something other, but we are in the position where we could actually refinance this home. Our credit was in line. Everything worked out. We got this property, which I've always wanted since the day that I bought this property. So this gave me room to expand. We did something that we weren't supposed to do, and we put the lower deck on, which is what the problem is. The problem is the lower deck. We'd like to put steps down into the larger property that we bought at some point. But the idea is to come out front now so that people can come up the steps to the gathering place that we plan on putting up. This is going to improve our family life. It's not going to negatively impact anybody in the neighborhood due to the fact that we bought that property. And on top of that, this is a rundown neighborhood. Things are starting to improve. We're finally getting the gang out and the drugs out of our neighborhood. So everybody is starting to make this neighborhood more beautiful and more together. And all of us, for the first time since I bought this property in 2008, we all get along. It's all cohesive. We all wave high and dog walking, and these are things that just never happened before because of the clientele on my road. Previously, there was a motorcycle gang. The Pagans were there. they destroyed a house. The new owners came in and had to completely redo the inside. So things are starting to look up. This would not negatively affect our neighborhood.
Ma'am, question for you. Since you own lot 53, did you consider just putting your pool over on lot 53 and using it over there?
Yes. However,
this all happened, the deck was built and everything before we purchased that lot. So at the time that we built the deck, we didn't realize we were going to own lot 53. She's always wanted to own it, yes. However, the opportunity to buy it wasn't. The opportunity to buy it didn't present itself until
we refinanced.
Yeah.
And yes, the idea is to get something more permanent, because I've always wanted a pool since the day I was, you know, little and could swim. To put it on that property, maybe at some point put a structure that we can put cars in. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
There is no other place to put that pool on our property either.
As it exists.
I mean, you could move it to the other side of the house, but you'd have the same problem. And the entire front of the house is a driveway. And there's not enough room in the backyard. So there, you know, the backyard is a closer setback than even the side yard.
And actually what it doesn't show on the survey is our air conditioning vent comes out of the back. Not vent, what do you call it?
The outside unit sits on the deck outside the back.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Werfel, the pool, just so you know, can't go on that property as it stands now. It would have to be combined with their parcel, with their name.
You can't just put a pool on a vacant lot.
Yeah, right. It would be an accessory with no primary.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that isn't until we have everything combined, because that is the plan in the next couple of years. Our current loan is an arm. We want to get out of that.
Anything else?
You can have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12738 for Gwendolyn and Jeffrey Smith?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, at this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12738 for Ms. Gwendolyn and Jeffrey Smith and entertain a motion.
We've only got three members here. I'm wondering if this is when we should give the other two a chance to vote on. I don't know. My feeling is that they don't meet the criteria.
Considering that they have the lot, if they didn't have the lot next door, I would say they don't meet the criteria. They obviously, yeah. But I don't want to see them go through the financial hardship, have them remove it, tear it down, get their lots combined or do a lot line adjustment, and then put the thing back. That's just my thoughts. But it would put them in a financial hardship.
The pre-existing shed variance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, all that considered, Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna make a motion that we close the record and table this to the next meeting.
That's gonna require the members who are not present.
They have to review the record mm-hmm. so that they can vote.
I'll second the motion to table.
Okay, so we have a motion to table this until when is our next?
December 12th.
December, so we have a motion to table this to December the 12th, and the record is closed, but we'll have the other members go ahead and review this case, and we'll make a decision December the 12th during old business.
Need to vote on the motion.
We need to vote on the motion. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So 3-0, it is tabled.